I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A power vacuum may be developing in Yemen. The country's embattled president remains in Saudi Arabia. Ali Abdullah Saleh went there for medical treatment after he was injured in a bomb attack on his presidential compound. Meanwhile, his forces remain in a standoff with tribesmen determined to topple the Saleh regime, and the government is also battling Islamic militants. Today, Yemeni officials said government troops killed several suspected al-Qaeda militants in the country's south. And in the middle of all that, the New York Times reports that American drones and fighter jets have intensified a U.S. campaign of airstrikes against militants. Mark Mazzetti is the national security correspondent for the New York Times. He wrote the story. Mark, what is the extent of the U.S. military involvement in Yemen right now?
Well, the U.S. has dozens of military and intelligence operatives in Yemen now. It's a presence that's been growing over the past year or so. But in the last month, you've seen a number of U.S. airstrikes in and around Yemen. Given all of the chaos in Yemen, the U.S. partly sees an opportunity to take advantage of some of what's going on there, but also sees that Yemen's government is not really dealing with the militants, and so it is sort of taking it upon itself to carry out these strikes.
Now, the military operations have been done in the past with the consent of Yemen's authoritarian president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. But as I pointed out earlier, he's currently in Saudi Arabia getting medical treatment. How is the U.S. coordinating these military strikes? Who are they communicating with in Yemen?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there is a Yemeni security apparatus still in place. Obviously, they are fairly distracted by, you know, their own survival. But I think the answer is the U.S. is largely doing what it wants.
Remind us why the U.S. paused its military activities in Yemen nearly a year ago, because it hasn't been consistently in Yemen.
Well, that's right. Starting in mid-December 2009, there was about 6 months where the U.S. had a somewhat sustained air campaign. Then last May, there was a strike in the desert by U.S. Aircraft that killed a deputy governor in Yemen. There was a big outrage in Yemen. There was an investigation by the parliament, and it was a combination of civilian casualties as well as, I think, some not-so-great intelligence about what was happening there. And so that was what led to these raids that put the whole thing on hold.
So what actually started these new raids in Yemen?
The week after Osama bin Laden was killed in Pakistan, you saw an American drone strike go after one of the biggest names among militants in Yemen, which is Anwar al-Awlaki. Awlaki, many would know, is one of the rising stars of the global jihad movement and certainly one of the leaders of the group in Yemen. They've been trying to track him down for quite some time. So that's what set things off. And now we're seeing, you know, a couple weeks later, another strike, which happened last Friday. It's mostly intelligence driven. You know, if they get the intelligence and they get clearance, they go ahead and do the strikes.
Mark Mazzetti is the national security correspondent for the New York Times. He wrote the story in today's Times about U.S. military airstrikes in southern Yemen. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks very much.